VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey folks, welcome back to the show. Have you ever met someone or happened to know someone who's constantly feeling sad or down with extreme mood changes while showing excessive fears or worries? Those are the typical symptoms of mental illness. Now, although we have come to a better understanding of mental illness, there are still tons of misconceptions about it that can have harmful effects on the treatments of those with psychological conditions. So today, we'll be discussing 5 harmful myths about mental illnesses. Myth number 1. People with mental disorders are likely to be violent. A newspaper in the UK called The Sun released an article saying that over 1,200 had been killed by people with mental illnesses in the past 10 years in England. However, that was only partly true. What they failed to inform was that 97% of the accounted deaths were from suicides. In reality, criminal behavior in people with mental illnesses is very, very small. We're often misguided by the news and movies telling us those with mental disorders are likely to attack people. Well, statistically, they are the ones who are more likely to experience domestic violence and sexual abuse. Myth number 2. People can pull themselves out of mental illnesses if they really wanted to. Wow, this is just like asking people who suffer from depression to stay positive and think happy thoughts. Some even believe that they just want attention or they enjoy feeling miserable. Folks, when someone has mental illness, that means he or she is ill, sick, and needs medical support. How would you feel if I told you to think happy thoughts when you're having a severe headache? That's right, so don't be a prick by saying such ignorant things. Mental illnesses often have a genetic factor that influences the preposition and chemical imbalances that can't easily be conquered by sheer willpower. So it could be very difficult to even take the first step by seeking help and working up the courage to even admit to yourself that there's a serious problem. Myth number 3. Love and support are the absolute cures to mental illnesses. Therapists and doctors will always tell you that social support is a very important factor when it comes to the recovery process, but it may not always be the most guaranteed way to fix someone's mental illness. In movies, we might see a kid with mental illness at first, but maybe completely cured in the end. It's a touching concept. But some things only happen in movies. If you expect this in real life, you'll be thoroughly disappointed. They can be afraid of rejection and socialization. Although it's great having someone helping and supporting you along with your fight, showing that they care about you, a mentally ill person could have a hard time even believing that in the first place. Myth number 4. Having a mental illness is a social death sentence. Simply put, no, it's not. The awarenesses of mental illnesses and what causes them has more than doubled since the 1950s. Mental illnesses have become highly aware of and have become more acceptable, even more so than physical illnesses in some cases. Well, one thing is for sure, people without mental illnesses are beginning to understand what some people go through and are willing to provide help if they can. Ladies and gentlemen, now that's progress. Myth number 5. You will be labeled as a weirdo. This is a big fear when it comes to making the decision of going to a mental health professional. You know, we've often seen characters going for counseling and meeting with your therapist in many movies, but maybe in Taiwan or Asian countries, people would refuse doing so even if they suffer from severe depression. You know what they say about toothaches? When you feel a slight pain, just go see a dentist. Don't waste any time. Same thing for counseling. If you have too much garbage inside you, then you have to find a way to release it. A professional therapist or psychiatrist tells you the things you don't even know about yourself and provides the help you need. So instead of getting a label, you get a proper prescription to your symptoms with careful guidance to help you get better. Well, there you have it, the 5 common myths about mental illness. Are there more misconceptions or myths that you know? Leave a comment down below and kindly share with us. And now, here's our sentence of the day. Mental illnesses often have a genetic factor that influences the preposition and chemical imbalances that can easily be conquered by sheer willpower. Once again, mental illnesses often have a genetic factor that influences the preposition and chemical imbalances that can't easily be conquered by sheer willpower. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number 1, genetic. Genetic, which means relating to genes, something passed down from your parents in your DNA. For example, Down syndrome is a type of genetic disease. Number 2, conquer. Conquer, which means to deal with or successfully fight against a problem. For example, he has finally conquered his fear of spiders. Number 3, sheer. Sheer, which means nothing except. For example, you can say, his success was due to sheer willpower or sheer determination. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. I once read a book called Genius or Psychotic. There's only a thin line between the two, whether one's ideas can be proved with scientific evidence. If someone claims that a piece of stone has life and it actually contains a big universe in it, sounds weird. But how can you be so sure that it's not true? If there's something that only you can hear and see, and people say that you're crazy, how would that make you feel? Seeing is believing? Maybe not always. Respect each other, don't judge, and that's how we really begin to make a change. Let me know what you think about today's topic in the comments down below. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!